thought that Kabbalah is coming, Kamalakat is coming, has come.
I didn't get it the other way around. I am the shadow. I have some questions to ask from the last person. The first verse.
First.
Sam Rupa Manjari Sakhi. That's good. Can I ask a question? I'm according to this translation. It says, "Oh friend Rupa Manjari." This translation is like this in this book. "Oh Rupa Manjari, although you are a famous and important person in this town, still you cannot see the face of the Supreme Personality of Godhead standing before you." So I thought, how is that possible?
Is this contacted?
Wrong.
Wrong.
I can't be exact what these things are wrong. It's very
easy. You have some rust. So you have 40. For a poor, a man than has, other than has, only. But the Janjana artha, Janjana means not direct, indirect, that Sukh is himself Krishna. She is going to tell. But in this world we have Guru. In the Raganuga Bhakti, like friends, Vishambhena Guru Seva. No relation of Guru. In this world, Raghunath Das Goswami used to tell Rupa Goswami as Guru. And he respected him like me. But in that world, he sees as a Sakhi, Rupa Manjari. And he will tell in the third slow that but I will have the idea there will be a push for a flower.
All right.
And I will make a garland up of all those flowers. And standing by my eyes, ears, I'm giving you this to that is not to person. But all these slokas are in connection with Radha and Krishna both. But yet he is
in his boat, he's thinking only
Radha. Here is also Radha Rukmanjari is so much near and dear to Srimati Radhika. And to achieve the mercy of Srimati Radhika, she is praying to Rukmanjari. She is telling not telling, but she is telling. Raghunath Das Goswami is not telling here. Rati Manjari is telling. for her mercy. And she praying that Guru Manjari Sakhi, I have heard that you are so much pavitra that none is equivalent to you. But I see something that I cannot think, and I have doubt.
What is that?
The doubt is that the husband has done to me by cows. And it has been more than 4 or 5 days. He has been searching cows for very good kind of cows. And those cows should not be garbhini. Garbhini means
having homes.
But very near they will be like this. Because after getting cough, so much meat, so he has. And he has not yet returned. But I see that you have something in your ear,
your lips,
yes, and all others. I'm also watching something else also. He has not cleared it. But it is clear in of the
opposite. Who's Tika? Vishwanath Chakravarti Temple?
Perhaps. So, see that I see that your lips are as red as a bimbo fall. Have you seen? Very soft, very reddish, and if anything will touch, so Suk Pakshi, Shyam Pakshi, Shyam means
black. Shyam means blackish.
Color like Krishna. So Suk are also very chanchal,
restless,
not restless, chanchal.
Yeah, we're not chanchal. Lakshmi is chanchal.
Lakshmi is unsteady, not but similar, but chanchal. Coincidence with that, doing something, very chanchal, like Krishna. Parrots are, parrots not, super. Are so sensitive. That is thought, the thought, that this is bimba phala. And I think that he has come there. And he wanted to test that bimba phala. And that is why he had to reference.
Cut this, looks like a cut.
Cut it, light cut it.
Didn't. Some bites. Cut it.
Why he is telling? There is link. He went to Rukmanjari anytime. And Rukmanjari was very glad. And perhaps it was the time of Rush. And Rush has gone very quickly, it has gone. After shortly, they have met. And so she is telling that inner meaning is that Krishna has come. And meet you and the distant is seen today. And can you describe these things? What happened? That was Rupa Manjari. So, Rati Manjari means that. And he began to be smothered.
Remember
in the past. After that, she could not answer. But his eyes and mood told that, yes, he is doing pranam, no pranam suffered here. But it is so much greater than pranam. And seeing this, hearing this point, Rupa Manjari at once becomes so glad that all fullness of certain other shloka he has told. Phalakamalini yukta garbhita kaami paniha se parahasye pushpa gucchat chalena apil nikhil jatasta saur bhakta samanchan Sathya Patav Margam Krishna Kundu Gatatya. Both Thalkamalini. Thalkamalini is a lotus in land. Kamal Kamalini. Kamal in sunlight. Kamalini Kumuduni. Night, Chandra Prakash. Chandra here, Krishna Chandra. Connected with Krishna Chandra. So, you are laughing. Why you are laughing? Is anything behind it? This? I think that Thalakamalini Yukta Garbhita Kanane Smin. In this Kanane, in this Vrindavane, you are most Khilabla, Luzan?
Luzan.
First foot.
Luzan.
Blossom.
In which very softness, fragrance, some madhu, honey, like all things are there in the world. You are Thalakamalini. And you are laughing, like, oh, silly thing. Kane, you are very much abhimanini.
Proudly.
A lady is very proud when his husband is very obedient to her. And he tries to please her at any cost. So you are very abhimanini.
Forty.
That's the word.
H-A-U. C-H-T-Y, haughty.
You are so haughty. And you are understanding all gopis, nothing. You are so haughty. You are laughing as if Pushpa Gucchat Chalena, as if a lotus fan, lotus yaar kumudini, in which several in one, that is called Gucchat. So, here Gucchat means laughing, seeing all these things, these are Gucchat. Panyacha Barahasya Pushpa Buddha Chalena Akhila Nikhil Atasta Saur Khakkar. Why you are telling like so? Keep the question. That I see that he loves flowers and he's been in this Vrindavan. So many flowers in the day and so much beautiful one to another.
No, that's all right. It's understood. There are so many flowers. There, one is more beautiful than the other. But somehow...
But you are most fragrant and very smelling. Because that bee, Krishna, Kalapri, black bee, Krishna bee, living behind all flowers, all lotus are kumudini. He only coming to you only. He does not go here and there. You have found him. You by your fragrance, soundarya, madhurya, root and spirit. Can you have mercy upon me? That I can realize and face all these things, that you are saying. Give me a little piece of you. The Guru, you cannot tell like this.
I have a question to ask. That when you spoke previously about Rupa Manjari, you said that when Krishna approaches her, then she says, Radhe, Radhe. And she runs away. And that she has no desire. Her only interest is to be with and serve Radharani. And yet...
This is the connection we are in this world. Rukmanjari was Sevika. So glorious. There are two times, two conditions. When Srimati Radhika sends any sati to Krishna for piti.
Understand?
At that time, Krishna may request in all ways. Because Radhika has full faith in her and saving Raksha Karevi. So that my sati, minute we have any chance to do some
doubt.
And she does accordingly. But when it is Tamastika Bhakti, not Sambandha has done.
He... Kamanuga.
Kamanuga has a speciality. If there is no Kam, it is not Kamanuga. So they have Kam, but Anuga in the Radha. Like a plant, creeper. If he gives water to the root, all the flowers and all the leaves will be very helping,
luxurious.
So if Gopi sees that Radha and Krishna are waiting, what Radhika have experience, they will have all the experience by Radhika's mouth, face and body. What will be the stage of Srimati Radhika by testing Krishna. They will have all these things. Because each creeper takes water and he nourishes all these things. So he is doing. But Radhika always wants that they should also meet Krishna. Because this is Samanga. So when she is there and all the satis are there, he at once flies away from that kunj and goes to another kunj separately.
Go flies away.
Mati Radhika. And Krishna then used to touch Mati Radhika. All these satis have come and they have been in a kunj.
Separately.
And Radhika has hiked in a kunj. So Krishna is touching. And by this ishara of Srimati Radhika. So Krishna goes there. And there is one catches of it. So in life, in this condition, by the wishes of Srimati Radhika, Krishna goes to them. And sometimes two things, they are calm. Otherwise it cannot be told calm and calm. So it is not meaning that they never meet Krishna. But by the wish of Radhika they can meet, but Krishna can meet. And fulfill Srimati Radhika's wish. That is why here by the Radhika's consent, correct? By the consent of Srimati Radhika. Krishna went to Srimati Radhika and met Radhika from Rupmanjari. And after that, Rupmanjari met, Ratimanjari met to Srimati Rupmanjari. And she is there. Understand? That is your Surup Manjari Karati Papayakam. All the slokas. All Gaurakya Vaishnavas who are Rupananda.
Remember all these old ones.
So, let me repeat it. Our goal is this. Anyhow, a tree can keep that tree can. How can the life stop? But it will have that. And that goal to raise and this is both in our Krishna. It will come by the grace of Guru. Radhanga Vaishnava. Then it will be very easy to remember. Now it is not easy to reach. At that time, it easily comes by force. Another question. He has come out from Rasa, living Krishna there, of the all gopis. There are all gopis, Harita Vishakha, all gopis, and every gopis are there. But Krishna became so much sad. Vairagha has left his Rasa. Krishna was also upset. And Srimati Radhika, living this Rasa and living Krishna, she was so unhappy and weeping and weeping. A Sakhi came to Srimati Radhika, whether it may be the Lita Vishakha, Rupmanjari, she died. And she died. Perhaps he was not in sense? Yes. inside, fell inside. Marathi Manomi, Krit Pandha. Haridhar, Dharati, Gopi Kadambha. That is my mind, my heart is only remembering the past time sometimes. It played with me. Sometimes Krita Parihasam, Krishna has done Parihas for locking in her amazement to continue. Krita Parihasam. And he was playing so much lovely with me, and he was getting so much honor to me, and I became blind. So that, oh Krishna, my nipur has been great. He does parihas. How he does parihas? Parihas, you know? For laughing?
Joke.
That Srimati Radhika may anger. And after anger, what she says? And after that, I had a chance to serve Radhika more. So he is looking. Radhika is telling that once you are sitting with me, and Krishna told that, O Priya, O Chandra, I am so much grateful to you. But he told Chandra to Radhika. And he told Noi to make Radhika enter. O Priya, I am yours, not to anyone. O Priya Chandra. So here it is. Radhika became so much anger. And she left Krishna and told that you should never talk to me. And no, I have no connection with you. Go to Chandra at once. And you have connect with me, and then you don't come to me at any time. And she was so much beautiful. Krishna told that, Khamna aparadham. Khamna aparadham, you know? Aparadha khamna. Yeah.
Aparadha means offense.
Khamna. Excuse me, for my aparad. I have done so much mistake, and I promise that further I will never do like this. Krishna has done nothing only for a joke, but he admits his mistake and thinks that you should come. How come, son? His Pit Basan. Pit Basan, you know?
Pitambar.
Yellow
cloth.
Chadar. He has given him this. And having the cloth wrapped in his hand and stood like this, as if anyone
gets some.
And that he is guilty and praying to Krishna. So Khamyatam, from today, I will never like to do like this. Sukutna Jitri. Krishna. Radhika was there. And only thinking for Krishna. Since he was restless, Krishna sent a Govinda. And go tell that I have prayed. So this prayer you should tell her that I will never do any offense in my whole life. So this she should forgive me for this. But Radhika was only giving and told, I will not go. I will not go. So she went again to Krishna and told all this. Krishna told that again a dutu should be sent. And Krishna became himself dutu in the shape of a dutu. So beautiful. And Sola Shringar, 32 avaran he did. What thing? You should learn some Visita Vandra. Because I cannot deeply explain. So if you deeply want to listen. So, she became very beautiful lady. And he decorated with 15 kinds of avaran. And 32 kinds of bhav, that is so many bhav. That she looks like so beautiful, having here something. Radhika takes black color, he takes a prominent any other color. And went to Srimati Radhika, bow down to Srimati Radhika. Who are you? Krishna has sent to me. Sorry.
Does she know who it is?
No. At first she was not. But she saw that very big, shining door. She told that, who are you? I have come. I am Dasi of Krishna. And he has said that he should forgive her. He has done some mistakes he has made. So you should not. Krishna is certainly nirdosh, no offense, faultless, faultless, no faultless, no fault. And he is very rasik Krishna. And he loves more than any gopi to you. And he is always weeping. And hearing his weeping and seeing his weeping, all creepers and trees and everything, beings, every are crying to see Krishna. And you are not a...
No, your heart is not becoming soft.
Seeing all these things, his praise, her praise, she didn't help her. So Sati, what should I give you? I wanted this. He should admit his fault and come to me. But I cannot go in this condition. So I am very much pleased to him. And he took in his arms to that Sati. As he took in the arms, he at once, oh, he is Shyam Sundar. And he left. And at the same time, Gita Govinda Kar, Jayadeva Goswami is telling that Krishna became his feet, gave his head on the feet of Srimati Radhika, telling that
Smara Garala Khandanam.
Smara Garala Khandanam.
Namasirashi Mandanam Devi Devi
Tapadhanu.
No, Krishna?
The same in Vilapkrusa Manjari also. The head is, Krishna's head is.
So it is. Namasitri. Smaragarana Khandanam. Your feet is like this. That if a burning fire has some huge quantity of water and keeps it without burning, if a fire has water, it puts it out.
It puts the fire. It puts the fire.
So your this feet are that I was burning with viraha. So viraha ki
smara
garala garal means beast, poison. Or smara mane kamde mane love. Smara garal to meet you, I was burning with vira. Now I have got your feet. This feet can relieve me from that vira. Devi Padakallam.
Now I am giving my feet.
You should decorate my head with your feet. So this is Vashram Pira. Then, Srimati Radhika becomes so glad. And yes, I am ready to go to Rashastani. But you should do one thing. My hairs have gone hither and thither. My choti has been here and here. So please correct it. Krishna becomes so glad that was done like this. You have she has a vira. And was seen the face of Krishna. How welcome Krishna is this. He told that. You should do alankar.
Decoration.
Decoration to my body. And give nipple to my feet. And then Krishna did it. This is called Swadhinivasa. And then he, she with Krishna went to Parashara. She knew that she, he wants more than any gopi. Why I told you?
Inwardly, she likes to arrange with Krishna.
You have your...
But for Leela, she shows that she wants...
So, Parashara. And Krishna also does that. Once Radha and Krishna and all gopis were meeting in Vrindavan. And Radhika was in anger. Krishna wanted to talk her, but she was not in the mood to talk. Then Krishna became so much sorry and told that if you are not talking, I am going. Krishna. And he went in a kunja nearby. And he began to pose like he is sleeping. That the Sakti of Srimati Radhika was sick. That Radhika of Lalita told, ya Visakha told, to one Sakti, Manjari, where Krishna is going. So she was watching from distance that where Krishna is going. She asked
you saw that he entered in Nikunj. And then he returned and told Visakha and Milsa. Visakha and Milsa told Srimati Ramakrishna, he has entered that. We should go there. And this is what he is doing there. So Lalita Visakha and Srimati Ramakrishna went there. They saw that Krishna. They came at once. They saw that Krishna is sleeping. And for their Vishwas, Krishna did so that they should know that I am in good sleep. Sound sleep, he was speaking. Lalita told that this is the best time to take her bhakti to do. And when we take this bhakti, will be most obedient servant. So we should certainly try to take bhakti from him. His hands are like a serpent, very cruel serpent. If he go, and he will bite. So how it could be done this to this one? Then all together propose that this hard task can be only done by Radhika. No one can do this. So she should go, and anyhow tell that, so that. So Radhika did like this, and going like a billy, cat, billy. And some smiling face, and seeing by this was Krishna. He should not know. So very silently and very cleverly, and a smiling face, she was going very. Krishna was hearing all these things. And he wanted that they should stole by one. Why? Because he is not talking with her. And if he stole, she stole my son, then I will have chance.
An opportunity. Yeah.
Opportunity to meet and talk everything hither and thither. And I will do something by force where you have kept my bhakti. And caught hold of 1, 2, 3, 4. And so then very good rush. So he was silent. She came. She was watching that whether he is rightly sleeping or not. Or he is only
making believe.
So he went. Bansi was there. Krishna hence addressed the gopi Radhika. Then hand became like this. At first he was holding like this. But in as if he has not hold on this Bansi. So gopi Radhika very cleverly and very silently. And she can return there. And they have taken. And Srimati Radhika has taken, given it to another. She gives to another. Or Radhika has taken it. And here he has
hidden it.
In her hair.
Her first.
So long.
So he keep it in his hair. After some time, any lips, khad khad, yeah.
any lips make low sound, rustling in English, some small noise.
Krishna, at once.
Oh, you are here. I'm carrying in your hand. I have Bible. You have that. Oh, you have that. People. And he came to Srimati Radhika. Radhika, in his eyes, saw that he has taken by Lalita. She went to Lata. Where is my Bansi? You have taken my Bansi. Then she told that Vishakha. He went to Vishakha and was ruling. And she was very, very much as he will be. She is doing like this, like this. He is searching where my Bansi has been kept. And they are running hither and thither, and so laughing and, oh, you, your wife is Bansi Malli. Now he has, oh, don't worry about that. I will go and cut a bark, then bamboo. And so many bamboos are here. Why you are crying for this Malli? Oh, you don't know what it is. That is where you are. Bansi is my prana. So they were very much like this. At last, Kundalata came. Kundalata, you know?
Yeah.
The wife of Kapila, Upananda's younger, is more than Krishna. So his bhabhi,
bhabhi is that in the
Sister-in-law.
Elder brother's wife,
sister-in-law. You are so suffering as if you are that my Bansi has been stolen by these gopis. And they are not giving. They are telling that go and have the feet of Lalita beside her. She told them, don't do like this. And give him Bansi. And for this, what you will have this Krishna gave her. So many. So Krishna sometimes pretends to sleep and all these things, knowing everything. For Leela teachers. And Srimati Radhika is Parashakti, Purushakti. So he all these things. Not for her, only to praise Krishna. And Krishna does not for her, only to praise Radhika and all the Rash is the same thing. It was to please Radhika, and Radhika to please. Don't have any worldly things in this. Always you should be, we should be cautious. Never a drop of all these things, a smell of all these things. When you pray Yogamaya, Krishna, Radhika and all such things, that no any worldly things come in my heart. If by reading and hearing all these things, Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling to Prataparudra, Vikriditam Mradubhati Vidancha Vishnu Sadhanyato Shuniyad Atvarna Yedajaha Bhakti Parabhavati Athilabhyakamam Hridrogamasu Apinyotya Kirinati. If anyone will hear and tell or reading all these things or remembering all these things, pastimes of Vash with great Shabdha, with deep ears, then hearing or telling remembering all these things. All worldly karma will go away at once. At once. She is giving instance of Raya Ramananda. She is telling to missing her.
Pradyumna Brahma.
Pradyumna Brahma.
Pradyumna Mishra.
Pradyumna Mishra told him that I want to hear some katha. He told that I don't know any katha, but I have heard from Ram Rai. You can go to him. Please go to him and hear what he wants to hear. Even he saw that he was not out of
in a courtyard.
Courtyard. So he asked his servant, where he is? He is in the inner part of his bhavan. What he is doing? May he come? No, this time he will not come. If he wants, he can come at any other time. What he is doing? He is this very Kisori ladies of Jagannath Dash. What name? Devdas.
Devdas.
And he is learning them, teaching, washing them, and doing alankar of all the sevadas. And how to do with the dance and to sing and to please Krishna, he is teaching them. He is also dressing. Oh, he is dressing all these Kisori girls. I am Brahmachari, Mishra, Nam, and Brahmachari. No need of hearing all these things from that person. I want to hear all these things, like Sukadeva Goswami. He returned with a Srina Bhav. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, have you heard anything from Sukatha Pamrayama? You know, why he was saying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he has something unrest there. He told, go at him. Raya Ramanam, seeing all these girls, he is like a tree, like a shuska. Shuska tree, shuska tree.
Dry
tree. Dry anything. Like this.
Dry over.
No action on Ramayana.
No action.
No vikar, vichar, no transfer.
Seeing all this. What to say all these girls? If Devakanya will come, he will have no action at all. Because he is always remembering Rasleela. He has told me the Rasleela katha. What a sloka he has told in favor of Gopi Kam, that is first Pranashram Dharma. Iho Bhajya, Iho Bhajya, Iho Bhajya. Then lastly he told that Kanta Prem is last of all friends. Moreover than Vatsala Rasa also Sakhara. And he has given two slokas for him. One sloka is a reference he has given. That Krishna appeared before gopis. Manmat manmatha.
Sakshat manmatha.
Sakshat manmat manmatha. Adirbhuta Krishna. Adirbhuta Sauri.
Smayaman
mukham bujaha. Pitambardha. Sagvi. Sakshat manmat manmatha. He is giving reference that this sloka has been told by Ramananda of Rashpanchat has 31 32. When Gopi, after Gopi gives, they met to Krishna. Krishna was seeing that bitterly kind. Tavakathamratam sakta jivan. All these opportunities. He is telling that Krishna came before Gopi. How he came? He is looked up all
that.
Abhibhuta Shauri Smayaman Mukhani. Sukhdev Goswami that Krishna appeared before when gopis were senseless about and they will have, they will die at once. So Krishna came. How came? Smayaman Mukhani Puja. Smayaman Mukhani Puja means Smay mane prem, love. So much love. Mukham Buja, look as a lotus. Very smiling face, not so, but these teeth are something. And she has, he has some shame also. Why shame? Because I have given so much suffering from body. I have given so much suffering. So he was ashamed. Pitambar Sara. Why Pitambar? He has given that Pitambar in his
name.
And that was again, he has given, and hands, on hands he has, and he has done like this, and he has done like this, and in a praying mood, but a smiling, manmath manmathah, manmath, who is manmath, who can like do or man's heart by their root gun madhurya. That is called manmath. This practice. Very suffering. No shame at all. Anything. He goes beyond seal, every seal. So, manmath manmatha, Krishna is so beautiful that what to tell that Madan, Kamadev, to whom Shankar has reigned, right? Not that Kamadev. But Pradvinna and Rudra are also part of Kamadev. And Krishna is Ansi Kamadev. Manmath Manmatha. So here Krishna becomes so beautiful with SME, with
smiling
face, and as if he has done some offense, and going down there, which gopis had given their bhasan to sit Krishna. On this ashram, Krishna had done like this. So very beautiful. And he told, Napare ham nirvadya sanjujan kusadhupat kritya vibhudhajisahiva maa surjar greha sinkala samvrishya tadva patya. Krishna at that time told that I have only escaped, gone there, only to see and to hear your word in anger and see your face
in anger how it becomes. And to Vardhan.
Increase
your love to me and to make know whole world that how what is the condition of Srimati Radhika in Viraha Dasha. Best to realize, satisfied with so many causes I have not gone anywhere, but I was there but hidden. So now Parayam Nirabhadya Sanyujan. If I have a Janma, if a birth of Brahma for a longest time in this whole world, but yet in koti koti Brahmas, crores of Brahmas life, whole life, I will not be mukta from your radar.
Free from your death.
Why? Gopis are telling me why? Because if I give anything for your love, because you have left your husband, everything you have left for me and you have come to me, so I am really attached to you. If I say you that you should ask me anything what you like, you will tell that give your service. I will become more ready. When I will see that, I will tell that you should have any birth to me. Again you will tell that give your service. So I will never be. So Ramananda knows all these facts and he has made clear to me. So go again. He's like a sustaka. He lives. He has no anything. As Srimati Radhika has no nothing, our gopis has nothing in their hearts for pleasing themselves. Kam is to please oneself and Priti is to please Krishna. Atma Indriya Priti Vansha Tare Bole
Kam.
Krishna Indriya Priti Tare. So you then went to Rāramananda. Rāramananda was in his courtyard. How you have come here? So I have asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to make me hear some Harikatha. He told that I don't know any Katha. Rāramananda knows everything. He told that what kind of Harikatha you want to hear? He told that I want to hear that you have told to Chaitanya. All this and told and he became satisfied. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that I am full. What Krishna cannot give, Gopi cannot give. Rāramananda, Rupa Goswami, they can give. Lalita Visakha can give. But cannot give all to you. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is full. He told that I am told Rashi. Why? Because clouds take water from ocean and they again give as a swati nakshatra water in sheep white thing in which swati water goes
Pearl.
And becomes pearl.
In an oyster.
Oyster. So that very water from ocean goes to cloud and in Swati Nakshatra it again comes to him and then he becomes a Ratnakar.
Sure.
So Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
is a rush, but not a rush. When they hear a place with Radhika and gopis, and then they tell everything to them, then he is a rush. Either he is a Nirvishishta.
Are you going to take a bath before eating or directly go to eating? You will take your lunch now?
Mm-hmm.
Do you take a bath before that or not?
Yes, take a bath.
No, but then stand for the tea,
no, it's not bath, no. I'll take a bath. I'll take a bath. I'll take a bath.
Prasad is ready now.
You are ready or you will take bath?
If you want to take bath, you can go ahead and take bath.
You're not going to get a chance to go to the meeting. If I would rather take my bath now, and by 1 o'clock we can take. Is it all right or not?
Huh? Is it 15 minutes only?
No problem.
No problem.
Because after at 2:30 we have a long meeting, so either I take bath now or I miss it.
No. You should go. You have taken bath?
I'll take bath now.
Huh?
I took it before Mangalarti, but after that.
Now you have not taken bath?
No.
I have taken, I'm ready to sleep. This time I have to take bath. You have not taken bath?
I took bath.
When?
No, he has not taken bath.
No, then he has taken bath.
My heart was bathed by the word.
You are drinking in water and you are telling that I have not taken bath.
Very simple man and very intelligent.
So, our Gurudev used to tell that to bath and everything as bhogas thing. Only he used to take bath only a day on Purnima, friend.
Once a month.
I have no time to take bath.
Sir, I'm very
and we can
cannot imitate that.
If in Harikatha, no use of taking bath. But for this body, go ahead.
It won't be inconvenient to you. 15 minutes is not an inconvenience.
You should inform me.
And we will exactly 1 o'clock be ready.
I will be ready here and you too.
We will inform you and go together.
Inform me.
No problem. And you tell them we're coming one shot. Tell Devaki. I had more questions, but tomorrow we will inform.
I cannot answer your question, but I will try to do it. Please go.